Hi, and welcome to the BAFTA-nominated overview show, back for another compelling edition. I think we did you all about... Oh, last international break. That's the natural dividers. The only gift the international breaks give to humanity, I think, probably, are that they divide up when we should do overview shows. Would you say that, Neil Atkinson?
That's very fair. It's just chaos from this point onwards,
it's
really.
It's chaos from this point onwards. We are going to be shoehorning in like motherfuckers from here on in. But John Gibbons here with me is going to work with me on that, and so is Emma Sanders. Hi, Emma. Hi, John. Right, let's get going. So since the last show we previewed 7 games, and Liverpool won 6 of them. Remarkable. Remarkable. 10 points from 12 in the league. At the time, at the end of that show, I went round the panel, who included Neil and Josh, and was it you, John? Wasn't you?
Adam Melia.
And we all predicted how many points Liverpool would get. My daddy reminded me, although Josh was claiming victory because he said 10 because he's not a shithouse, yada, yada. Me and Neil, I think, said 9.
Yep.
Because we both traded on the idea that we'd rather win one and lose one, didn't we, rather than have two sort of austere draws.
And we thought we'd get beat at Arsenal.
Well, we were prepared. Prepared to price for the fact that Arsenal and Chelsea are hard games, and you don't want to get less than 3 from those. And you don't want to also say you take 2 draws, so therefore 1 win, 1 defeat. Anyway, we digress. That was the principle. And I think we might come back to that principle again. It is a recurring theme, because this almost feels like this show, we're going to preview a set of games, which I'll come to in a bit, which are a parallel of sorts, because there's a similar rhythm and there's a similar sort of hardness level to them. And they're broken up between League and European and League Cup too. The other interesting thing, just in doing the recap about this phase, is that although we thought Liverpool would get 8 or 9 and we ended up getting 10, we all predicted, I think, City would sweep the board with 4 straight wins. We thought Arsenal would have a tough...
I thought City would drop points in 1.
Yeah, but not... Nobody would have dreamed of a paltry 6 out of 12, and also to count themselves maybe a little lucky to get that many in a certain sense. But again, we can return to that. Arsenal, don't get me started. That's been too good to be true. And here we are. Here we are. 5 points clear of City, 9 points clear of Arsenal. I mean, we haven't been 5 points clear of City, Emma, since the year we won the league.